Welcome to Season 9, Episode 8. I'm Hunter Logan, and this is Hunter Logan on Mic. And the Preacher album comes together. I have another album completely done, and I ain't even finished releasing off the current album, which is He's Coming Back. I'm getting ready to release the second single off that album, which is You Got a Miracle Coming. And it's going to be coming out here the next few weeks. And I've already got the next album done. But it won't come out until sometime in 2026. Because I got another release off this next album after this one. But I sure love this album. I've been doing some songs off of it. The new album, the Preacher album. That's what it's called, The Preacher. I wrote this song with Randy Fincham and Jim Sartain. We did it the next day after I went to Monteagle last year. We did a show up there, and then that's how we usually do it. We usually write a song afterwards. And heck, it might have been 2 years ago or 1.5 years ago, but we went up there last time. Wrote a song, and I said, man, I'll do it. And it's called The Preacher. And it's from the aspect of a preacher. But it's a little bit different than the style that I do it in. It's kind of, if you took Dire Straits' Sultan of Swing and you merged it with Fleetwood's Mac Rhiannon, that's about what you get. It's pretty cool, though. Everyone I played it for so far likes it. And it's fun to play, and I like it, too. So that's going to be the name of the album. It's going to be called The Preacher. It's coming out in 2026. It's going to have some cool tunes on it. Still got a few more I'm going to put on it. Although I could put it out like it is now because I have enough for it done. But I'm going to swap a few, I believe. I'm going to swap a few, or I'm just going to add some more to it. Because by 2026, I'll have more songs. I got 3 I'm working on currently at this moment. Very, very blessed to be doing music again. God has given me song after song after song. And I really thought I wouldn't be doing this again. I thought that I wouldn't be writing, singing, or playing. And I had accepted that. But it keeps on coming. And I am so glad to have a second chance at doing it. And I'm not going to squander it away using it for the devil like I did the last time. And that's what I told God. Whether it's me just playing lead guitar for someone, or me singing my own stuff, or going to a church and doing worship or preaching or whatever, or behind the radio, I'll do it all, whatever he's given me to do. And we've been nominated for a few awards for the album. Nominated for the radio, nominated for the album, and you know, I caught a little grief by some folks that don't matter. Some folks that I've actually helped. And when I say helped, some folks that I played on the radio. And I was actually the first one to play them and get them out there. And this was before I started doing music. But I was an artist before I did the radio. Like, radio wasn't my thing. Being an entertainer was. That's how I made a living before I did radio. Before I got to radio and before I got back into church, I was an entertainer on Carnival Cruise Lines, singing 6 nights a week. Grand Cayman, Cozumel, Kingston, Jamaica. That's what I did. To catch as much flack as I have, stupid, in my opinion. Especially from people I've helped. But that's neither here nor there. because I don't have to answer to anyone but God. And when he asked me what I did with my talent, I'm not going to say, oh, well, you know, some of the people I played on the radio station, they were upset. And so I didn't want to offend anyone. So I decided, you know, I better just do, you know, better stick with the radio. No, I'm going to use my talent that he's given me, because he didn't take it away. And if he would have, I'd have been okay with it. But he didn't. And another thing, I'm not going to sell my blessings anymore either. I'm not going to give them away to keep this radio station going. Those days are over too. I've done enough of that. I don't know how many blessings I sold off to keep the lights on in this place. That's not going to happen again. This is God's radio station. I will lock the door, shut them up tight before I'll sell another blessing off. So God won't bless me. Has no reason to bless me if I'm going to keep getting rid of them. There's a lot of stuff I've went through in the last couple of years that I've learned. God has shown me, actually. I've learned from. And those folks who have a problem with me doing music, God bless them. They don't have to answer for me. I do. And if this station is the only station I can get played on, well, then I'll play my music on this station. Because it reaches every country except North Korea. Now, I do my best to not play it on the morning show. I think that shows some class, I believe. Being that it's my morning show, I could play whoever and whatever I want. Long as it's ministering, long as it's reaching the lost, because that's the goal. And I'm not trying to get self-righteous by any means. But that's how quick the music's coming together, okay? I haven't even finished releasing the songs off the other album that's currently out, and I've already got another one done and have enough songs to start a new one after that. In fact, I've already started. I either start a new album to have one for 2027, or I just add those songs to this one coming that's going to be done in 2026. It's a decision I'll have to make, but we'll make it. We'll see how the Lord wants to do it, and we'll figure it out. But I'm thankful that he did not take it away. And any chance that he needs me to use it, I will. Any chance that I get to go minister somewhere, I will. Because it's that important to me. Because I did waste it on the world and use it for Satan. But I'm not going to waste it again. I will honor the one who gave it to me. And I will use it for his glory. That's what I will do. If you'd like to hear some of that music, you can go to thehunterlogan.com. Get all the music there. You also go to Reverb Nation, my artist page. You can hear it. It's in all the digital platforms too. You can get it. Also have t-shirts available. Have a few other things merchandise-wise. We're trying to get there. It's a slow process, but we're getting there. And that's okay, too. I could use your help on the YouTube channel. I need subscriptions there. You check us out on the radio in the morning. If you're not listening to HLE Radio, I'm there. And friend me on Facebook. Or X. Either way. One thing's for sure, though. I sure do appreciate you. I really do. All of you who listen to the podcast, y'all are a blessing. Y'all really are. I'm going to leave it right there. Another little short one. But I don't like to keep them too long. Remember, thehunterlogan.com. Whether it's YouTube, Facebook, wherever, that's usually how you find me. Thehunterlogan.com. I love you, and I'll catch you on the next one.